9:59, so I'm going to call this meeting to order. City Council meeting of July 17th at the Jeannie Birch Building. And we'll stand up for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So I'm going to stay standing. I'm going to have Julie stand because Julie is going to be our new council member. So, let's see if we can remember. You want a coffee? I think I've got two.
Oh, good, thanks.
Maybe I do. Well, you're going to repeat after me.
Okay.
So oath of office for Julie. I, Julie Knox Lyon.
I, Julie Knox Lyon.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States.
And the laws of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
And the laws of the State of Oregon.
And the laws of the State of Oregon.
The Charter and the Ordinances of the City of Fossil.
The Charter and the Ordinances of the City of Fossil.
And that I will faithfully perform.
And that I will faithfully perform.
All the duties of the Office of Council.
All the duties of the Office of Council.
For the City of Fossil.
For the City of Fossil.
As now or hereafter required by law.
As now or hereafter required by law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Yay!
Hi, Kendall. If there's, is there any motion to approve the agenda or amend the agenda? So if the budget hearing minutes, city council minutes, special meeting minutes, bills, financial statement, and agenda are okay with all of you, someone could make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I would make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I will second that.
So a motion's been made by Councilor Burlingame and seconded by Councilor McCumber to approve the consent calendar. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So under correspondence, we do have a letter. We just voted.
Did we do the agenda? We didn't do
the... We did the whole thing. The consent calendar, which included the agenda.
Okay. Sorry.
The letter is, I'll just read it to you. Greetings, Mayor Hunt. Enclosed, please find my check for $500 to go towards ambulance service in Fossil. I previously worked with Carol McGinnis on modest donations in lieu of volunteer activities as a property owner in the Fossil Heights. Then COVID came along and we were shut down here along with the rest of the country. I fell behind in my support. My son came over recently to see what might need to be done on my property and to enjoy the deer and the bluegrass festival. When he sent me photos of the lawn chair I had left there at a good viewpoint, just where I had left it, I was very pleased. Still, there, after several years, Fossil folks are good folks. I've been reading news about the difficulty rural communities are having providing medical services, so ambulance service looks like a good place to put a cash donation to make up for volunteer things I cannot do. My corner lot is still lovely. I see the irises I transplanted from my garden here have survived and even spread. I thoroughly enjoyed my son's photos of the land, the neighborhood, a healthy-looking deer, and views across the valley. The moonrise over the hills, still lovely. Sincerely, Linda Dunn. Dean.
Lydia.
Lydia Dean.
Yay. Yeah. I was wondering whose property that was.
Yeah, it's so Lydia Dean.
Who did you say?
Lydia.
Dean. Do you know her?
I wondered where that chair came from, so it's nice to know it heard.
Yeah.
It's been there for years.
That's what it sounds like. Under old business, Anderson and Perry projects update. Bill is not here to give us that update, so we're going to let that one go for this time. Industrial lot lease to own update. So this is the lot that Kendall has leased to own. And did you have something you wanted to talk about, Kendall? Well, now would be the time to do that.
Okay, well, we can go quick or we can dive in.
I like quick.
Yeah, I like quick. I think it's... I've been the problem. So you guys have not. I appreciate the history. It's always been... It hasn't been a negative thing for me. When I stop making the payments, I'm out of cash. And so when you stop, you know, when you're digging a hole and you quit digging. So I stopped making payments. Well, that's inappropriate, but that's what I did. Mm-hmm. And I've done little. I'm still struggling. This, you know, workforce, log supply, the usual small business challenges. But I did finally turn and ask for help. So I now have some cash that I can throw back at this, and so we should fix this. And how we fix it is up for whatever discussion you want to have. I'm about, with the payments I have made, and I put some rock, invested some into rock, base rock, so I'm about half into it from what the purchase agreement was in value. In that's mine. And then Lawrence and I get along great. Lawrence is bringing, by theory, electricity to the. Lawrence and I are splitting the cost on getting electricity on that front corner. So by theory, I'll have access to power at some point. And like I say, so we'll have to figure out what the city wants to do, and you know whether I didn't bring my checkbook, so I'll write a check tonight. But we will have to brainstorm a outcome. Yeah. So that's the short of it. And then I still have all a piece of the puzzle, but I don't have the workforce and I don't have the log supply. I found a little bit of a log supply tonight, but again, workforce is still an issue. So yeah. So I'm still struggling, and we just need to fix it.
So I'm not sure Leo is going to get the numbers for me, but she has them back at the office. What is still owed on the lot? Plus, we've put quite a bit of money into attorney fees.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so that would have to be. Yeah, I don't know that either. She was going to look that up, but she can get back to you with that.
Sure.
But
yep, I can. If I get your email when we're done, I can email you those figures.
Okay.
And
your
answer.
Mm-hmm.
Carol? Yeah.
This is all in the hands of the attorney. We gave it over to the attorney, so do we call him and get it back? Or I don't know where we are in that process.
Right.
I don't know how to get it back out of that process, but we turned it over to the attorney to take care of. So I don't think that we can make a deal with Kendall until we have the attorney, if we decide that's what we want to do, we need to do, there's a step we're missing.
Yep, and I'll in this regard also, you know, one of the processes as I go, as just as a purchaser, you know, human or resident, or whatever, is, you know, I had the realization it's, you know, maybe the choice for me is just to walk away and just say, okay, done, because I own where the kiln and the warehouse are, and I could, you know, remove logs, remove equipment, remove my stuff, or, you know, and so, you know, I don't want to do that, but that it is part of the sanity of the process, is, you know, business is sometimes you just let it go. So I had some health issues and it's physically damaged me. And so I'm not as energetic, I'm not as able as I was, you know, last couple of years. So I just have to gauge things with that reality. And, you know, if I can make it work, I will make it work. And if I can't make it work, then I need to just say, well, that's how it is. So
I kind of feel like we need to figure out the numbers first. What's still owed? What the attorney fees have been, mm-hmm. and see if that's something works for you, and then contact the attorney and say, where do we go from here? Okay. That would be my recommendation. I don't know how the council feels about that.
Any future attorney fees would proceed with that, with contacting him, because we will be billed for that as well.
Well, we'll find that out, yeah.
I think if it's within the realm of possibilities, then we should look into it, but we did turn it over to the city attorney, so it really is going to be in his hands at this point.
I think that's yes and no. I think if we call to the attorney and say the person is wanting to buy this land back or wants this land back, then move forward from there. But he won't ever know that if we don't say something to him.
Right, which is why I would like to figure it out.
I
think it could be within the realm of possibilities, and if it is, then we should explore it. But it is ultimately going to be up to the city attorney.
Mm-hmm. Whether or not we can do that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Does that sound like a fair deal?
Yep. I anticipate a reasonable outcome. So
I'm just making a note here. What is owed plus attorney fees? And we'll get back to you with that figure. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we can't take action until we hear from the attorney.
Sure.
Yeah. But we appreciate you coming, and yeah. It would be nice for you to have it. That would be a win for us, too, not having to clean that lot off and also have it back on the tax roll, so there's some money coming in.
Even that dynamic of, Carol's been through this experience, is that, even if as I buy that, if I purchased that lot as I would like to, then its resale value is fairly limited because the other lots are for sale at that the price they're for sale for. Mm-hmm. So whoever comes and wants to buy another industrial lot is going to, if I listed that property, I buy it, and then again 5 years from now, 7 years from now, I say, I should sell that property. It's going to be up against the remaining lots that haven't been active and sold yet.
Yeah.
So
yep.
Those dynamics are interesting also.
Right.
I know, just for information, I'm going to, we mowed the lots last year, and that was me, and there, Mike Moore. Mm-hmm. And then we will mow again this year. I haven't talked to Michael yet, but I know the party that owns the front two lots. It turns out I know the party that, I didn't know I do, but they told me, it's like, we own those lots in the industrial park.
Oh.
And I was like, good deal. So, because I was dealing with one of their wives, and I didn't know who I was dealing with, but you see where they mowed a little bit and have equipment parked there? That's the owner of that front lot. And then the next lot back is a different owner, and then Lawrence.
Did they sell the front lot that was ours?
That was yours.
The man passed away.
Yes.
That bought it.
Yeah, that's Greg Zilke. So do you know that name?
No.
Okay. So that he...
So he bought it from the man that passed away.
His family or friends with, he's
grand.
Yeah, the guy passed away and then handed, it was funny, he bought the two lots, mm-hmm. and he passed away, so then one lot went to the in-laws, and the other lot went to the other laws. So now, now it's no longer, now they have to work together. So.
Yeah.
So you and he are going to mow those lots, is what you're
saying? Yeah, that's right. Last year what happened was I contacted Michael Moore, and then it's a fire thing.
It is.
So it's like, I'm a pile of fuel. And so we get that. Lawrence, and everybody wrote a check last year for where I am and where Lawrence is, and then the two lots up front, get that all mowed.
Good.
And then next year I want to hay it for horses. This year I missed the window, but next year we're trying to hay it. Merton used to hay it, and but it was a courtesy because he was doing the lot over here at the courthouse, so he was doing the lot behind the rest of the city property. He'd hay and he'd cut,
Yeah.
So, but Al Martin's less in the picture over there, so
yeah,
it has to figure itself out. But, so,
thank you.
I think that's it.
Okay.
I just thought of another question. Is my fire hydrant turned on? We should probably ask
Bill
that.
I wouldn't
Is
know.
Is it turned on or not turned
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I don't know. We have to ask the fire chief. I'll ask the fire chief. I don't know.
Once upon a time, the fire chief deemed it valuable to turn my fire hydrant off.
Right now, it'd be a good idea to have it on.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we'll ask that. We'll get back to you with that, too.
Oh, yeah, we might. It's been several years, but I'm well aware of it.
Okay.
So it'll be his decision, but it'd be a good question.
All right. Thank you, Kendall. We'll get back to you. We'll get back to you with that answer and then the numbers on the lot.
Okay. Lucky me, yep.
Thank you for coming.
Good, thanks all, yeah.
The next item on the agenda is a landlocked lot. And I do have a little bit of information about that. The paperwork from the attorney is here. It needs to be signed and notarized by Cindy and I at the same time. And then he needs to write a check, Chase being he, to close the deal. So it's that close to being closed. And had Bill been here tonight, he was going to try and have Brenda come to the meeting so we could sign it and notarize it here, but that didn't happen. So we'll have to get together and do that.
Okay.
Okay. And Bill's not here again, so the planning committee updates will have to wait. Under new business, metal business signs, I'm going to table that because I'm not ready to talk about it yet. I'm trying to get some information together that I haven't been able to pull together yet. Rules of procedure, I sent that to all of you guys. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it or not. I typed it in big type just because I thought it would be easier to find mistakes and make corrections. I'd really love to be able to get this adopted, so we had it as a regular working document for the city. But it's quite long, so it's not something you're going to be able to read tonight. I did email it to everyone on the 21st of June, but I haven't heard back from anyone, and I was hoping that meant there weren't any errors, but I have found some errors myself. So
just looking, I found some, so if we can have a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So could we say that by next council meeting we'll have looked at it and made any corrections that need to be made?
Were we going to add anything to this, or were we going to add what we talked about in open session, some additional information? Were we going to put it here, or were we going to put it in the employee handbook? Where were we going to put?
I thought I picked up the information we talked about for this, that we talked about in that meeting. I think that's all in here. As far as the handbook stuff, I'm not sure what that is that you're talking about.
Like the clarification on the procedure for the check writing, all of that. Where are we putting that? In here? Or
I would think it would go in here, because that's not employee.
Yeah,
is
it's
it?
Not employee. Well, it is and it isn't,
is it?
Yeah.
Is it? She writes the check, but she doesn't sign, right?
Right,
okay. I guess, yeah, you know, it is the rule, it would be the council's procedure for getting bills paid, so
yeah,
it would fit in this document.
So, but I think that to get it adopted, we can go through and get all the typos and stuff, and then when we come up with a streamlined things that were requested for clarification, then we can add them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it can be added to it.
Yeah, we can,
you
know, amendment one, amendment two.
Yeah.
Okay.
So next, hopefully, we'll have some information on that next meeting and we can do that.
Fantastic.
Gateway signs. So I was going to pass these out to everyone. The gateway signs, I picked up the last one this weekend, and it will go save those. It will go at the corner of Highway 19 and First Street. So as I said on the bottom part of that, the signs were approved by the council a year and a half ago, and they were paid for out of last year's budget. The posts were donated by Earl Mortimer, and the cost to dig the holes was $50 per site. But to finish them, we're going to hopefully put the flower boxes around them. So in the attachments that I have put on here, I went through and I worked with Bill on this because he and Eddie would be the ones who would be putting them in to figure out what would be the best and easiest to do. We talked about a concrete pad and decided that was more work than Bill wanted to do. If we were to put the blocks, there's retaining wall blocks, there's a couple of different kinds in your packet, and there's also prices on those. So it's approximately going to be $1,500 to do all three boxes. The fill dirt will be donated, and Eddie and Bill will construct them. So additional costs that aren't reflected in that $1,500 would be drought-resistant plants, three or four per box, and solar spotlights. I've looked up some of those. I kind of grabbed the price of the solar spotlights off of something I found on Home Depot. That was a solar panel with three spotlights that shine up on the lights. And for all three boxes, that would be $250. And I just took a guesstimate on the plants. I was thinking of something like either a grass or Russian sage or something the deer won't eat and takes very little care from us. And that would be about $200 for all three pots.
Would you take that out of parks?
Yes.
Well, being this late in the season, would we really need to even worry about flowers just yet?
No, although if you're going to plant those kind of plants, you can put them in any time.
Yeah, something like a perennial that we don't have to go plant every single year.
Yep.
We could take the grass from the flower pots.
Well, that grass would not work. But anyway, because that grass, believe it or not, I was told by the lady who put it in there was an annual. Sure, I believe that, but that's what she said. The money could come out of the parks fund, either capital assets or, what's the other one called? Park maintenance. Park maintenance has $20,000 in it because it's a brand new budget year, and the capital outlay has $28,000.
We want to use capital outlay for that.
I'm sorry?
We want to use capital outlay.
You could, because it is something that is permanent, and here's a definition of capital outlay, and that's why I just wanted to read that. Expenditures for the acquisition cost of capital assets, such as equipment, or expenditures to make improvements to capital assets. Markedly increase their value and useful life. So the signs are there permanently, so they're not going anywhere.
The signs, but bricks and stuff like that, a lot of the auditors don't accept that as like a capital outlay project. It's typically a one-time purchase of like a piece of equipment, and it's covered over an extended period of time. I know talking with the auditors this last year, I don't think that would be a capital outlay purchase.
It can come out of parks. It's not a parks maintenance, but it can come out of parks.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to come out of capital outlay. It can come out of parks.
Now, is the one in this picture, is that already there? Is this just a concept image?
That's just a concept image.
It looks amazing.
Yeah.
And the actual image is like a woolly mammoth.
Oh, okay.
And same thing with this brick around it. That was just something that the guy who designed the signs came up with, but it's not. And if you look at those pictures that... one on this one looks so much like that I think it would look just like that rock wall that is in that picture. So.
Yeah, I really like this. I have to say, I'm very jealous of Spray that they have such a nice entryway sign into their city.
And we're going to have very nice entryway signs as well.
Better.
So I guess what I need from you guys is approval to move forward with that.
And so do we have a good estimate on how many bricks we would need to build the foundation?
If you look at those little half sheets, they tell you the number of bricks.
Oh, okay.
And they also tell you the number of capstones to go on top.
Gotcha.
And that's to make a 4x8 box.
And that cost would cover all three signs, correct?
I really like the charcoal tan concrete retaining wall blocks.
I have to look at those. Oh, the ones that have a plane and then one with a line in it, one with a line in it. Is that the one you're looking at?
Yeah.
Oh, that one, the Yukon. Nope, you're right, it's charcoal. That's my favorite too, by far. And I think as far as putting them in, one is not going to be any more difficult than the other. So for that set of blocks, for the blocks and the capstones, the total would be $1,502.
Yeah, it has the better cost, and personally, I think it has a better look.
I think so, too. There's a lot out there to choose from, but... So do I have a motion from anyone regarding this?
I would make a motion to approve the charcoal tan concrete retaining wall blocks totaling $1,502.28 to be approved.
I'll second.
So a motion's been made by Councillor McCumber and seconded by Councillor Lyons. You go by Lyons, yeah. To purchase the charcoal tan retaining wall blocks and capstones for $1,502.28. All in favor or any discussion first? I forgot that. Julie's here to remind me. So all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion passed.
And if Bill and Eddie need any help with the construction of these, please feel free to let me know. I do enjoy working with bricks and mortar.
Oh, good. They probably would be happy to have some help. They won't even start this, Bill said, until fall because they're busy right now. And but we don't even have the other signed up. It's just they're working on it.
Perfect.
Yep.
I didn't want to do it right now anyway.
Good. It's too hot.
It's a little too hot for heavy manual labor.
All right. We'll move on to action items. Adopt resolution number 457, a resolution adopting the supplemental budget for the library payroll expenses. And I'll read that. Resolution number 457, a resolution making necessary transfers to unanticipated library income for the 20... I just found a mistake on this. It's not the 21-22. It would be the 22-23. No, it would be the 23-24. fiscal year. Whereas the City of Fossil Library Fund has received unanticipated income for the library payroll, the following adjustments to the budget line items are as follows. Now and therefore be it resolved that the following adjustments are necessary. General Fund 00-4393, General Fund Library Operating Revenue increased by $13,600. And 03-1020 Library Assistant Payroll increased by $13,600. This increase will increase the General Fund Total Resource Fund to $644,592. This transfer will increase the General Fund Library Personnel Services to the amount of $27,600. And in the total requirements in the library fund of $47,320. Resolution number 457 is hereby adopted by the Common Council of the City of Fossil this 11th day of July, 2023.
I move we adopt resolution number 457 with the correction to the fiscal year.
I second that.
This motion's been made and by Councillor McGinnis and seconded by Councillor Burlingame to accept the resolution number 457, making transfers for unanticipated library income. Any other comments or discussions about that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. And our next one is to adopt resolution number 458, a resolution establishing a rate increase for water services. Whereas the City of Fossil has incurred increasing expenses for water services provided to residents of the City of Fossil, and whereas it is necessary to review on a regular basis and bring current fees and assessments charges by the City of Fossil, and now and therefore be it resolved by the Council of the City of Fossil that the following water rates shall be the current fees to be charged by the City Recorder of the City of Fossil. Water rates, an increase of 91 cents per rate class, increasing the monthly water rates to the following. Rate classes are specific to the current Jayhawk utility program. Water 1, $44.26. Water 2, $49.41. Water 3, $71.41. Water 4, $61.41. Be it further resolved that these fees shall become effective on the first day of August, 2023.
I would move that we adopt resolution number 458, a resolution establishing a rate increase for water services.
I will second that.
So motion's been made by Councillor Burlingame and seconded by Councillor McCumber to adopt resolution 458, establishing a rate increase for the water services. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oppose?
Mayor?
Yes.
I didn't add this when we were doing the agenda.
Oh.
So we can vote on your night at the conference.
Okay. So we're going to add another action item that's not on the agenda. I'm going to attend the Oregon Mayors Association conference in Hood River in August. I applied for and received a scholarship to pay for the entrance fees and one night's lodging, and I'm asking the city if they will pay the other night's lodging, which is $229 a night
plus
taxes, whatever that will be.
I move that we approve the expenditure for the last night at the mayor's conference for the mayor, $229 plus tax.
I second that.
Yep.
Okay, a motion's been made by Councillor McGinnis and seconded by Councillor Burlingame to pay for one night of hotel room at the Oregon Mayors Association. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Thank you very much. I need to put together a basket that is representative of our area that they're going to auction off on Friday night. So if you have any good ideas besides Painted Hills Beef and the Merc, please let me know. I'm not sure what to put in the basket.
A fossil.
A fossil. I've heard there's a fossil would be nice. I have a perfectly shaped one, but I don't know if I want to give it up. But anyway, if you guys come up with something, that would be great. Reports, Councilor McCumber.
Bluegrass Festival seemed to go off without a hit. I did have a number of tourists and locals express concern about not having very good signage for our public restrooms. There were a lot of people that just entirely missed them, so I just want to bring that to everybody's attention. If we could try to work towards getting some better signage to our public restrooms, that would be much appreciated by the downtown businesses. No firework-related injuries to report for the 4th, so I'm very happy about that. That is exactly the way that people should enjoy their holidays responsibly. And then on a more personal note, I am looking to attend a conference in November from the Oregon Trails Association. And this would be more of a personal thing. I'm not asking the city to help fund any of this. The Oregon Trails Association, they're an outfit that works with local government agencies and landowners in establishing hiking trails, backpacking, mountain biking, horseback riding, making trails that are accessible for people with disabilities. They have an entire league of volunteers that will actually come out and dig trails if that were ever to be something that we could accomplish. But I've been following them online for a couple of years now, and I've watched some of their previous year's classes on YouTube. They post all of their old classes online. And it's something that I feel very strongly about for both personal and mental health, and it's something that I would like to take part in. And that is all I have.
I like that idea. Councilor Burlingame.
I don't really have anything this month.
Okay. Councilor McGinnis?
So, I am the planning rep. And Bill usually gives a report, so I don't have anything to report on planning. Do you have anything to report on planning?
I do not.
I'm looking at Steve.
Oh.
So I thought, well, maybe we could update people on planning, but I haven't heard of anything.
I haven't heard of anything yet, so.
Okay.
Other than that, I would like to say welcome, Julie.
Thank you.
Maybe when we, the council, assign you your area of liaisoning, maybe we could trade, or you could trade with Chad, or we could trade something.
What
would be cool. What you're interested in?
I was going to say, yeah. Previous council?
Tim was water and sewer, wasn't he?
Sewer.
Or water?
Yeah, but I've been involved with the planning commission. So, if we could switch, that would be good.
I will take water and sewer.
And I would take
planning.
Sure.
Okay. Planning, Julie, water and sewer. I'm writing it down.
That would be great. Thank you.
So do we need a motion for that?
I don't know.
Well, we can do that just to be safe.
We approve the change of counselor duties between Councilor Knox Lyon and Councilor McGinnis.
I will second that.
Thank you.
Okay, so motion's been made and seconded to give Julie the liaison job in the planning department and Carol the liaison job in the water and sewer. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? I don't think we had to do that because I don't think we did that in the beginning, but that's okay.
Right. Better safe than
sorry. I can't remember if we put that as part of our consent calendar or not. Mm.
The commissioner appointments.
Yeah, we may have, so.
I don't know.
In case we did, now we're covered.
I haven't heard. Mayor Hunt, are you going to do a report on the camping at the park? I haven't heard any.
I will.
Oh, okay. I'm done then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so my report, some things that I've done since our last council meeting is I attended the Small Cities Conference in Culver on June 16th. On June 27th, I attended Ron Wyden's town hall and had the pleasure of introducing him. And I spent some time setting up, tearing down, and working at this year's Bluegrass Festival. We had a nice crowd with an estimate of around 500 people attending. The festival is a great boost for our community this year we allowed people to tent camp at the city park. It wasn't greatly received, and I think it was mainly because people didn't know. And advertising was really lax this year, and I feel really bad about that. There was a lot of stuff put on Facebook by Suzanne, and she's a lady who gets the bands, and but there wasn't very much local advertising. And I would really like to push next year having people camp at the park and camp at the high school. Just because we had some issues at the fairgrounds, and we have issues every year at the fairgrounds, not having porta potties, not having any garbage cans, just a few disasters that happened at the fairgrounds that, you know, maybe would be resolved if we had more people camping in our other spots. But other than that, it went great. Tim and Sharon had so many people at their place that Sharon said she woke up one morning and there was someone sleeping in her backyard. She didn't even know they were staying there. People just showing up in the middle of the night. So I've been working on the next phase of the gateway signs, is all the stuff that I just showed you. Next month I'll be attending the OMA Summer Conference in Hood River. I'll also, the first part of that week, help out with the Wheeler County Fair. I'm the superintendent for the static exhibits down at Isabel Edwards Hall, and I've found someone to take my place, but I'll help them until I leave on Wednesday night and until I get back. It's all them. Some other things that I did is helped organize the kids' games at Fossil Friday, where Chad graciously let kids throw water balloons at him.
And squirt guns.
Served lunch at Haven House during Bluegrass Festival. I've been watering and fertilizing the flowers on the weekends, and Chad did that for me last weekend when I was out of town. Thank you. I'm going to be gone next weekend. Teresa Greenfield has offered to water and fertilize while I'm gone. So today I did something really fun that just happened on spur of the moment. It's something Leah has known about, but I didn't know about it until today. But there was a group of kids from Thailand and mainland China who were here on a three-week camping summer camp trip, hunting fossils and riding horses. So the group was invited by Leah, so I'll let her tell you a little bit more about them. But also I want to just thank Sally. She provided lunch for them. And Amy Derby, Olivia, and Molly provided horses. Kendall provided baby chicks.
Baby chicks. Olivia and Molly got paid. They didn't know they were paid. So they were happy little lunch
pieces. And the kids had a...
When the money came out, it was like, whoop, whoop.
The kids had a really good time.
Yeah.
City Recorder?
Right. So I will just touch base on that. So Camp Beyond is just a kind of a counseling kind of leadership group that they bring up from Taiwan, China, Beijing, Shanghai. They come over and they stay at Home Valley in Washington and they camp in a teepee for 3 weeks. And they experience American culture. A lot of them are kids from the city, so they never experienced either America or our lifestyle ever. And so they bring them over and they do a lot of classes at nighttime. And I got a phone call a week and a half ago and said, Leah, you got married and you live in Fossil and I want to dig fossils in Fossil. Help me out. And I said, all right. He goes, and I want to do horse riding. So it was kind of the spur of the moment and they spur of the moment volunteering up there. I thought I was just organizing a setup for them. And Terry and I went up there, we showed them around, and we ended up volunteering our time for a couple hours and, you know, helping out Sally distribute food and kind of explained our area to them. Amy was very great at explaining horse etiquette. And, you know, they found fossils in Fossil, and, you know, we got a couple pictures, and we will be posting them on our Facebook.
They also found a rattlesnake.
They found a rattlesnake.
Oh,
so
cool.
There was a lot of really great feedback from them at how much they really enjoyed our culture and our ways. And they are taking a lot of that back home. So it It was a really good experience, and it was great to see some old faces that I know. And
so this is a camp that you attended?
I attended as a leader.
As a leader.
About 6 years ago, so it's been a while, but it was pretty fun to see some old faces, bring them here and experiencing now my town. So. And on that note, I would just like to add, I'm done with the Campion, and if anybody ever wants to look at what that program is, it's called Campion out of Taiwan, and you guys can just read up on it. They're hoping to come back next year and try their experience, and so I told them we could coordinate something a little bit better than we did this year, since it was a little spur of the moment. Our auditors are coming the 17th or the 18th. I don't have an exact date, so it's probably revolving around Condon or the nearby cities that they're attending to. So they will be in here either Monday or Tuesday, so I have been working on reports that they need and sending that over. I have received my IIMC scholarship reimbursement of $400, so I still am waiting on the OIMR scholarship reimbursement, which was $725 for attending that professional development in June. We had our ordinance enforcement officer stop by yesterday, and so he asked some complaints that we had that haven't been addressed that we are aware of. So we had discussed animal neglect as one of them, fire hazards, and nuisance. One complaint in particular that we have got a lot of complaints on, I was informed after receiving a complaint after Ronnie had left, I informed him, and he told me that there is an open case and they are proceeding with action on that case.
So just to clarify, because I haven't really been told this officially, but Rodney will be our ordinance officer.
Yep.
Yes.
So he will be returning, and so kind of the push is obviously fire hazards. So he will be.
Who is the ordinance coordinator?
Rodney Hines, old boy.
Remember Rodney? He was here earlier. He's back.
The fireworks Nazi.
But I do have to say, he's the one ordinance officer that actually did something when he was ordinance officer.
Yes.
And that's how he got rehired, is with the city's contract.
So you'll when you see him, you'll recognize him.
That taking up the $12,000 portion of his salary, or he wouldn't be back.
Okay.
So he's got to work. He's got to do it.
Good.
And that is all that I have.
Thank you. Community issues and concerns. If you have an issue or concern, please let us know.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You have an ordinance coordinator, I understand. The first I've heard of it. There's nothing ever in the paper about what goes on in City Hall. And the trees are great, but there's so much wrong in this town. It absolutely looks like a dump. And what are you going to do about it?
So the first thing that we have done is we now have an ordinance officer. We didn't have an ordinance officer before. I take that back. We had an ordinance officer, but they didn't have time to do city ordinances. So now that Rodney is here, he will be the one who will go and talk to people, let them be aware of what the ordinances are. And if they...
But what about animals?
Yeah. We don't have an animal ordinance, but we have a nuisance ordinance.
Well,
which
you should get one.
Because
it used to be a long time ago that people had to get a license to have a dog or a cat or a cow or a horse.
And I know Julie worked on that when you were on council before.
It's a losing battle getting even get the dog people. people with dogs to show their proof of vaccines. I'm guilty. I have it. I'll be bringing it in. Well, now we have
law involved.
We can now.
We can now. But the thing is when we had the ordinance officer before, he was so busy, and it's only a limited amount of time that they can give us.
Yes, I understand.
So, but you know, I would say if you have a particular concern, take it to Leah, and she will make a note of it, and then she'll get it to the ordinance.
Well, she already has it.
Okay, well, there you go. Take it to her again now that you know there's an ordinance officer.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, but
Ronnie just started again yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's
after a big gap. We had, what, a 4-month gap, 3-month gap?
No,
I feel like it was longer than that. Yeah.
Well, Mitch did a couple hours here and there.
And it'll take him a while to get back in the swing of things, but I think it's going to be an improvement.
But I agree. I think that once the word got out that we didn't have an ordinance officer, we went backwards.
No.
People did start kind of cleaning up. We had a cleanup day. But then when people find out nobody's enforcing, nobody's going to come knock on your door, nobody's going to tell you to clean your crap up, they don't care.
And it's hard to make people have pride in their stuff if they aren't the type of people that have pride in their stuff anyway. And you can go around town and see who has pride in their stuff. They take care of it. Some people don't care. So we can send ordinance officers out and we can find them and we can do all the things that we can do.
But are you limited on what the law can do?
Yes and no. We can find them and then I think we give them 2 warnings, and then it's a fine of a certain dollar amount, and then it's another fine, and then eventually they have to go to court, and if they don't do what they're supposed to do, you can put a lien on their property. Is that correct, Mayor? Carol?
It depends on what the nuisance is.
Yeah.
Like, we had one problem with the junk flowing out into the street, and so then there was, it's the process, the warning, the fine, the citation, the court, and then the court order, clean it up, or the city went in and abated everything, and then we had to charge him for our cost, and that took,
it was over
a year.
Yeah.
That whole process, and
2 years just received.
When Rodney left, things are starting to come out into the city right away again. And so I think that
I think we're on the right.
If they didn't pay the abatement what it cost us, then there's the reason to put a lien on things. But they have to owe us for something we've spent.
Right.
And you can't
Yeah,
and you can't dictate bad taste if their junk is within their property lines, no matter how bad it looks, it's there.
But the ordinance does say you need to build a fence so we all don't have to look at it.
I think it would be helpful to have an ordinance that says specifically, like,
old refrigerators.
Yeah, you can't, especially if it's an animal ordinance, I don't know about if you can have an ordinance for everything. But I think there is safety concerns around animals and the city having an ordinance that addresses animals and how many animals you can have. You know, I mean, it becomes a safety issue at some point, or can be. So I think it would behoove the city to have something up front. So people moving here, they understand you can't come in here with all this stuff, you know. You're going to get fined and whatever.
So I've reached out to some other smaller cities our size and asked them to send me a copy of their animal ordinance, and I haven't had time to follow up on that yet. I know right now our nuisance ordinance will cover a lot of it, but I agree. I think we need to have an animal ordinance. And I think now that we have an ordinance officer, we need to start enforcing the ordinances that we do have.
Well, my concern is the grass along the right of way or along the streets, the tall grass.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fire hazard.
So I think on the city right of way.
Chris Stanley.
And he's. Chris Stanley?
It's up to the landowner. They're responsible for the right of way, if I remember correctly, talking with Bill.
I don't know that that's true, but I will look that up.
I'd confirm with Bill on that, but I remember a previous conversation.
It's the same with having a sidewalk in front
of your property.
I think
it's that time of year that the city needs to send a copy of the ordinance for fire and weed hazards mm-hmm. and send letters. You need to get out in your car, Leah, and drive around and pick those. You know, I cannot believe how high the grass is around Ronnie Prindle's house. I haven't been back there in a long time.
It's really bad.
And that thing will just go poof. So we need to send a copy of the ordinance and say, hey, if you can't do it, we should have a dollar amount for $200. We'll do it. I mean, we can't.
Because it's all the lot.
You're right. That whole lot is.
And then
scary.
There's by Marvin Mabe's house, you know, Mr.
Tiernan,
yeah.
And my neighbor on Washington.
That's a
so
really
yes,
bad
that
spot,
is
yes.
So bad. So I think, you know, one year we did. We sent out letters from the city and said, hey, you need to do this. By this date, if you can't, you know, for this amount of money, the city will do it for you.
A weird thing happened. This during Bluegrass, there was a camper van pulled in there, and I don't think it was the owner, and I don't think it was anybody visiting for Bluegrass. I think
that's
someone
scary.
Just came into town and saw a derelict lot and a derelict house and just said, this would be a
this
nice place
good.
To camp, and they just bivouacked in
yeah.
there
because wow.
we had friends staying at the Washington Street house, and those people left real early in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You know, it was like
nobody's going to say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they pulled in thinking, hey, he lives here.
As a former van dweller, I can say that sounds pretty on point.
I like the idea, though, of sending a copy of the ordinance out to people that need to, at least for fire hazards stuff. But, and to go back to your thing about nothing in the paper, I'm 100% in agreement with that. I'm not sure why we don't post our meeting minutes.
I can't hardly hear you.
Oh, I said, I'm not sure why we don't post our meeting minutes in the paper. I don't think it cost anything for us to do that, and you're not the first person I've heard say that they never know, they never see the minutes, and to go on the website, that works for people who understand and use computers, but it doesn't work for people who don't, and there are a lot of people in our community
That's
that
right.
don't use those, so I would love to talk to Steve and find out what it would take for us to post our minutes in the paper. I mean, other cities do it, and I don't think it would be that big of a deal for us to do it.
Well, they used to, when we first moved here, mm-hmm. they used to put them in there, publish the minutes.
And while you're talking to Steve,
uh-huh.
why wasn't there any mention of any of the activities from Fossil in
That's
this
right.
exactly.
in this week's issue? It was all Condon, not a single message about
right.
anything that was in Fossil.
And I've talked to him two or three times. Come to Fossil, see what we're doing. Take a picture of our new gateway signs.
Yeah.
He didn't even show up for the Bluegrass Festival.
Yeah.
And
Nothing.
Yeah, so I was very, very disappointed.
Yeah. I was too. I almost wrote him a letter to the editor, and I just thought, yeah.
But you know, maybe that's what Fossil people need to do, because you know, he's just not covering Fossil at all, but yet we're still buying the paper. And, yeah.
To see that we're not in it.
Right.
The radio station has expressed interest in recording city council session or city council meetings and then airing them on the radio, which they have done in the past.
I remember that. They used to do that.
Again, I think that's a great idea. I think the more we get our stuff out there, the better.
And they are also streaming online as well, so that would reach an audience all across America. And they actually do have a really good online following, too. They simulcasted the boys when they were playing their football games, and we had people all over America listening in. We even had a few people from London listening in.
Cool.
That's great.
Can you talk to them?
Yeah, I can do
that. You have a personal connection there. Because I think that would be good. They did live stream the bluegrass, too, is what I heard.
They were going to, but that fell through last minute, so... Yeah. I have already overheard the radio station manager angrily purchasing the equipment so that there's nobody else to have to rely on for next year.
Oh, okay. So they didn't have the equipment that they were promised, or were they promised?
They were told that the tech was going to have it all under control, but I guess the tech had assumed that the entire radio station was going to be within a single cord's distance to the festival. So there was no way to send the signal from the Bluegrass Festival up to the station. So I believe he's purchased remote equipment so that all it would be is plugging right into the soundboard next year, and then it would be sent directly to the radio station.
He was a new sound guy. He'd never been here before, so that... might have something to do with it.
The mistakes happen.
If you're on the board for the bluegrass next year, have some tents or just shade, because we went out there just for food, and there was hardly any shade. We were kind of eating under the Mexican food
sales place.
We used to have sun sails, and we used to pay somebody to come in and put them up.
Right.
And then COVID happened, and then we quit doing that, and now we kind of just got back into it. I just think there wasn't the money this year to pay for the sunshades, and hopefully in the future that we'll be able to do that, because it is...
This was the first year we actually had bands back on stage that people could come and listen.
Yeah.
It's all jam and workshops last year.
You mentioned solar lights at the, and you didn't mention funding those at your planter boxes.
So I did somewhere.
Because I'm a fan of solar lights. I got them all over.
So the ones that I looked up on at Home Depot, they had the little solar panel and the three spotlights. They were like $79 a piece. So to do each box, I figured it'd be about $250, or all three boxes. Would be about $250.
That's good that it has the solar panels, because once eventually those batteries wear out, and then to replace them, they're expensive. So it has the little solar.
Has a little solar panel.
Yeah, that's good.
Any other community issues or concerns? Thank you all for coming, and oh, Bill's here, yay!
It's over. Oh, I was going to tell you about the health fair.
I'm sorry?
I was going to tell you about the health fair.
Oh, yes, would
so
you
the,
please?
The health fair is in the Isabel Edwards Hall, and there's going to be, they have quite a few agencies that are involved. There are going to be tables in there, and so you can just walk through and get information, talk to people. The dental people, we are going to be doing, like, if you want to have a screening by Dr. Pham, we're making appointments so people can come over and meet Dr. Pham and get just a visual type thing, and then you can go forward from there. And they are having they're having that taco truck.
From Hebner.
I think they're from Spring. Or
Hometown Taco?
Hebner.
Yeah. Oh,
so they're going to be there.
That's good.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
So they're really good. Yeah, so they're going to be there. And so
what day is it?
It's Thursday from
10 to 3.
10 to 3.
10 to 3.
That is spell letters.
So, yeah, I think people have worked pretty hard to kind of get it, you know, organized and put together. So hopefully I'll have a good turnout.
So we put off your reports. Do you feel the need to...
I don't really have anything to update. I mean, other than the Chase Meisner sale agreement's been signed, the deed needs to be signed and notarized. I need your council president and the mayor's signature, so I have to get you to a notary or bring a notary to you at the same time. And then once that's done and he pays, it's a refiled account. It will be a done deal. He was thinking we need to go through escrow, but when he found out John Hankins doesn't do escrow, he said, it doesn't really need to go. He's fine with it.
And this is the attorney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wrote up the deed, so he said, John Hankins said that normally the escrow company will do write up a new deed for the sale, and that usually costs like $100, but he's like, with the attorney, it probably will cost more. He had already wrote it, so it's like a week.
Good.
That's all I have. Oh, and then we're losing a planning committee member, so we'll have to start advertising again for that.
Okay.
But I'm coming on as the council.
She's going to switch.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Yay. Water and sewer bill.
Planning committee.
Your water and sewer?
Mm-hmm.
I have.
Yeah. That's right.
Marcia?
The rates are going up August. Right. Has that been put out on any notice? Because people are going to go, wait a minute, my bill's bigger. I mean,
other than last meeting's council, at the council meeting, it was.
But normally they put it on the water bill that
I'll put it on this next month's utility bill.
Your water bill is now blah, blah, blah. Is it going to be next bill?
So it'll be put on this notice for July's bill, but it won't come into effect till you see your September 1st bill.
Didn't we just pay July's bill? You're talking about August?
Yeah, sorry. The bill that was due July 10th is the water that was used in June. So when we do the billing for the meter reading for July, it'll go in effect for this November bill. So it's kind of...
So on August 1st, you'll receive a bill for the regular amount, $82.09, unless you have issues. And it will say rate increase of 91 cents. And then on your September 1st bill,
$82.09
Okay. If there's
Did you catch a fox yet?
I've heard there's a fox running around. Animals.
I'm trying to adjourn.
So just
okay. So yeah, okay. Meeting's adjourned. I was just gonna
just
get anybody's attention.
Just stand and hold.
You think I could do that being a teacher?
I was like,
I know that. Yeah.
I was trying.